So we know there's been a DOJ bipartisan cover-up for now almost 20 years of what was happening with Epstein, the Mossad MI6 CIA operative, and the huge honeypot operation he was running that he took over from Ghislaine Maxwell's father, Robert Maxwell. He also worked for former Attorney General's dad at the girls' school, Barr.
Bill Barr's father, Donald Barr, was the mentor to Jeffrey Epstein. He was literally, you know, was a student of Bill Barr's dad.
The emails we have, the millions of them, are so damning. The cannibalism, the sex slavery, the genetic engineering.
There's girls that were there that testified that he had rooms as big as this room right now that were filled with servers and computers and monitors that were recording all that footage that he had, not only in on the island, but in New York, the Zora Ranch, everywhere.
He had a plane.
Cameras.
The plane was rigged and everywhere.
Where's all that footage?
I can't tell you.
Really?
Yeah. It has to be the right time, the right day.
Let me ask you this. I'm sorry to put a legendary Mossad assassin on the hot seat. But if I was to guess, do you think I would guess right?
Probably. That's why we shouldn't talk about
okay.
it right now.
All right.
And if you look at satellite photos of it and drone photos, you can see the snorkels that come up around the house and 100 yards out from it or so. Those, you don't have those big concrete air vents for structures that don't have things under them.
I will tell you the search took 11 days to actually, you know, drone out the whole entire property. So that tells you what a vast property this was and how large it was.
So we were told the feds went in with cadaver searching dogs and went in with ground penetrating radar. And now we learn none of that was true. The feds did a deal in 2019 when Trump was first in his first administration to let them run the investigation, but that they would then give the state their findings. They haven't done that.
In the Epstein files, one document describes an April 2020 account given to the FBI in Albuquerque from someone whose name is redacted and makes the unsubstantiated claim that one of Epstein's Zorro Ranch victims was raped and became pregnant before the baby was then sacrificed and buried at the Christ United Methodist Church near Albuquerque. We reached out to the FBI Public Affairs Office in Albuquerque and asked if the FBI investigated or followed up on the reported claim, and if so, what were the findings? In an email, the office responded, "We have no comment at this time."
We know from a tip back in 2019 that was never investigated that there was an allegation that two women were buried on the public leased land there. And so we are still waiting for that part of the investigation to be open.
Were human remains found? Were they not found?
I can't tell you if they were or weren't found, but I guess what I would say is, let's say cadaver dogs did not find anything. It doesn't change the fact that there maybe still could be something there.
These images of Zorro Ranch taken in the early 2000s were given to EWTN News by a former worker at the ranch. Former workers told us they would agree to speak about their time at Zorro Ranch if the New Mexico Truth Commission called on them to testify.
They need to be reached out to, preferably by law enforcement, but they will play, I think, a big role in you know, what may or may not have happened at the ranch.
As we continue to formally commence this subcommittee, subpoenas will very likely be issued for those that do not want to voluntarily come forward and speak to us as a subcommittee.
Fundamentally, we need Todd Blanche and the United States Department of Justice to stop stonewalling this agency. It's been 173 days since we first asked for unredacted access to the complete Epstein files, and we still don't have that access, despite repeated assurances from Mr. Blanche, Jay Clayton, and others that they would cooperate with this investigation and help us move things forward so we could try and hold people accountable here in New Mexico.
Specifically, the main thing that this new bill does that we've introduced is forces the U.S. Attorney General to cooperate with state attorneys general that want to prosecute Epstein co-conspirators under state law. And it turns out in New Mexico, that's where the Zorro Ranch was. You hear a lot about Epstein Island. You hear almost nothing about Zorro Ranch. But it was expansive. It was massive. People were going there all the time. Crimes were committed there. And some of those aren't barred by statute of limitations. And so the Attorney General in New Mexico would like to prosecute those crimes. And so we're making it easier with this bill. That's one of the things it does.
The DOJ tells us that there's no human trafficking. ladies and gentlemen, Bigley has launched an online pharmacy, 1776rx.health. It's one product we're launching with, my decision, and that is ivermectin with benzidol, both powerful, really good anti-parasitics. It doesn't just get the big worms and all the crap that's out there. It's amoebas, it's microplasms. It is so important. These two together, I mean, ivermectin is a Nobel Prize winning for this, but benzidol is the big one. And folks, it isn't just parasites. Just search benzidol studies. Just put that into a search engine and you'll see congressional hearings. You'll see top scientists. You'll see all the studies on what else it does that they don't want you to know about. It's dramatic. So, and you won't know if you had any type of parasitical deal or whatever until you've done this. And a lot of people went there yesterday. A lot of people got it. Very smart move. 1776rx.health.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Does anybody really know the secret or the combination for this life and where to keep it? It's kind of sad when you don't know the meaning, but everything happens for a reason. Everything happens for a reason. I don't even know what I should say, because I'm an idiot, a loser, microphone abuser. I analyze every second I exist, beating up my mind every second with my fists. And everybody wanna run, wanna run. Everybody wanna hide from the gun. You can take a ride through this life if you want, but you can't take the edge off the knife. No, sir. And now you want your money back, money back. But you're denied, because your brain's fried from the sack. And there ain't nothing I can do, because life is a lesson. You'll learn it when you're through. I know why you wanna hate me.
The fuse is burning down to total worldwide war. We're already in a world war. And since he joined us last Tuesday, there have been a lot of big developments to get major updates from Victor Boot, a major elected official in Russia, businessman, former political prisoner, military expert, Victor Boot, at Real Victor Boot on X. Follow him there. Joins us. And today when he came on, I want to open the phones up for your specific questions or statements that you'd like to make to Mr. Boot so he can respond to that. In a moment, we will put the number up on screen. These are specific calls on the geopolitical developments, on the Iran war, the Ukraine war that's all linked up, on exit ramps, questions you have about Russia, questions you have about geopolitical military issues around the world. This guy's operated all over the world. He's a leading expert, knows what he's talking about. The number for your questions or comments for Victor Boot, you can agree with him, disagree with him. He's a big boy, so am I. 512-266-0642. Uncensored, your chance to talk to Victor Boot, truly a rare occurrence. He doesn't do a lot of interviews. 512-266-0642. You can agree with him, disagree with him. Again, we just want to get your takes, 512-266-0642. All right, Victor, obviously a lot of big developments. I noticed in the last 2 weeks, you predicted this, because they were already getting very low, that when Kiev and Kharkiv and other major cities of Ukraine got hit in Russian counterstrikes, that there was, in some cases, no anti-missile response. And we know that Zelensky's been saying he's basically out of anti-missile missiles, defense missiles. And now we know that at the same time, the Pentagon came out 2 weeks ago and said, we are out of missiles except for protection of CONUS, that is the lower 48 for people that don't know, the continental United States. And they had to leak that because Trump was ordering them to send the missiles for the defense of Israel and the other Gulf allies that have U.S. military bases in them. And so we know Trump blew up at Hegseth, who told Trump there were plenty of missiles. We now have a confirmed Pentagon report that I sent you guys yesterday. It was on the list. Tucker Carlson had an expert on. I checked the numbers. These are public Pentagon numbers. We have over 50% of the missiles generally gone, some 70%, with 4 to 5 years to replace the entire classes of these missiles. So this is a major crisis. The United States cannot defend itself against China or Russia if we keep pushing them. This is a huge deal in all of this and really brings this to a head with Victor Boot months ago warning that Russia is getting ready to hit NATO targets. If NATO continues to supply weapons to bomb inside Russia, now NATO came out, as well as the Pentagon last week, and said, indeed, they believe Russia could strike as early as 2 weeks. That is a massive development. So big updates, big developments about where we are in the threat escalation ladder with Victor Boot. What does it mean Ukraine's out of defense missiles, it appears? What does it mean that Iran has closed the strait again and has had a strategic victory, the Pentagon even admits? Will the Pentagon, will the globalists double down, or will they go to detente and have an off-ramp, and will Iran or Russia even accept that? I know Russia has said they would. Iran is saying they won't. Victor Boot, thank you so much. That's a long intro, but a lot's happened. I know other big things have happened. Please give us your geopolitical analysis on how things have shifted, because you've been coming on for a few years, but to me it looks like in the last week we've seen the biggest shifts yet since the escalation of the Russian proxy war with NATO 4.5 years ago. Victor Boot.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. What we're talking about, that the Kyiv exhausted all PAC-3 and even older version of PAC-2 interceptor missiles for the Patriot system, which used to cover the capital Kyiv, especially the most sensitive part of it, where is the government office, where they also bring in and concentrated their facilities where they're producing these drones. They do electronics, when they do also planning and also storage. So since Russia started hitting and Ukraine out of the interceptors since 22nd of the July, Russia successfully, basically every day and night, pounding and destroying the production centers, storage centers in Kyiv. Every night in Kyiv is the same scenario. There is a direct hit. The Russian army trying to avoid civilian casualties. Usually, they also warning not to not make sure that there is no people at the facilities when they're destroying them. At the same time, same true for the Odessa, because when the Ukrainians started the war, these attacks on the ships going into Russian ports and basically trying to sabotage our logistics, what Russia did, we massively attack the Ukrainians' Black Sea ports, all of them. Moreover, they're not operational now, and they attack since the last, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, over 70 vessels which have been heading to Ukraine, many of them bringing military cargo. So basically, maritime supply route to Ukraine is blocked. The Russian army also destroyed the bridge, which is used to facilitate transfer through the Romania, also on Odessa region, that's also gone out of function. So, hello, I lost connection.
Victor, we're right here. We can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, so just on my screen, the picture is frozen. So what's happening further? This eventually now degraded very seriously Ukraine, the logistics on their war effort. Moreover, from start, from last year, Russia targeted all their refineries before even they tried to attack ours. There is no refineries functioning in Ukraine, and now we are attacking the gas stations. Yes, they are trying also to send deep inside the Russian territory their drones, sneaking on the very low altitude, on the very low speed, which is makes extremely difficult to intercept them, and trying to hit the our facilities, like the distribution center of the Russian company Wildberries, which is equivalent of the Amazon in the U.S., and also they're trying still to hit some refineries. But for us, this is a manageable, damage, which is quickly repaired, but for Ukraine, it's a fatal. Many experts in Ukraine already admitting that they are, first of all, the infrastructure like electricity grid, water treating plants, preparation plants, the railroads, and the sea ports infrastructure out of the commission. That implicates that basically right now Ukraine lost its capacity to generate the money from export. And remember, Ukraine was a pretty big on the world level supply of the grain, corn. They still use till the just months ago export the metal ores, iron ore from the Odessa ports, also certain kind of the iron products. like the black iron, whatever they still had there, you know, steel, metal, iron, steel functioning. So since that is over, there is no any more income. And now Ukraine 100% depends on what the Western sponsors and taxpayers, including American taxpayers, going to send to Ukraine, not only to pay for the armaments, but now they can't function like a country. They are completely, you know, in the collapse level. Think of this. If, for instance, next month, the United States will not send them several billion dollars, or European Union will not send them this money, there is no money to pay the military. There is no money to pay the civilian servants. There is no money just to keep light in the house. So now we're coming very close to this exhaustion level where the eventually Russian government, you know, train of thought going, okay, look, you exhausted all options. Do you really want to go to next level of escalation? Well, we can play this, but whether you can afford to play this. And we know that all Western sponsors of Ukrainian regime, despite promising too much, themselves now facing exactly the same shortage of the different funds. And they are thinking twice whether they are able to give even last remaining interceptors to the Ukraine, knowingly that now they are on the hit list of Russia. So this is a unique situation.
And can I raise this? Can I raise this? I know a few months ago Russia officially said what you'd said months before, saying, Poland, you're the first target where most of the weapons are being brought in mass. We're getting ready to hit you and do a ground incursion. Poland then began to make talk about peace and admitting that the Ukrainians are run by Nazis and coming out with Ukrainian corruption against the Poles to get the public against it, who is overwhelmingly against it. Does it look like to you, now that there are basically no interceptor shipments to Ukraine, is that because we've run out and have to have it for the U.S. and Israel? Or is it really just because, as you always said, Trump could simply turn off the weapons and the intelligence, and then Zelensky would have to make a deal? We know that a lot of top officials have now even refused to meet with Zelensky, and we're also seeing riots and people beating up the conscription police. We're seeing Russians making record-level gains. Unlike our media that keeps saying Russia's collapsed, Russia's defeated, when all the evidence is the opposite, you've never said that, no, they're collapsing in real time, they're out of weapons. You were just saying they're slowly being defeated. But now you're saying the same thing I see just studying it. I mean, there were massive attacks starting last week through this weekend, and even mainstream news repeated not one missile was fired to even stop any of the Russian missiles. So in the last month, it was, you know, 29 get shot down of 190. And now it's zero getting shot down. I mean, that is literal collapse level. I don't know how long Ukraine can hold out. And it looks to me like you're going to end up having the citizens just uprise at some point. Do you think that's what Russia's waiting for, or what's happening?
Yeah, correct. Because right now, this whole efforts and the strategic patience of the Russian military and political leadership will, materialize into certain gains, not only in terrain, but also force at least those who remain, who able to think in European Union, you know, to reconsider whether they really want to bring their countries into war. And second question, whether they have enough at least interceptors to protect themselves. You're absolutely right. Look, this is let's make a math. We know that the since February 28th, the United States exhausted over two-thirds of all their available reserve of interceptors, protecting Israel, protecting their air bases. We know that the Raytheon only capable to produce about 600 pieces of interceptors for Patriot system a year, plus about 200 of them Japan used to manufacture. So we have a total 800 a year. Now, Zelensky needs every month at least 300 because, you know, Russia, according to statistics, firing over 8,000 precision-guided bombs from the jet bombers on the long distance, sometimes up to the, 150 kilometers. And on top of it, it's all kind of the ballistic missiles. Some of them, like Iskander, are not a hypersonic, and they, in theory and practice, can be intercepted by the Patriot missiles. And there is a smaller portion of them is a hypersonic systems. which completely impossible to intercept by the Patriot missiles. Only the Saab system been able to intercept those. And they also in very short supply on arsenal of the Pentagon.
So the bottom line is Ukraine is in full collapse, and we're at the moment of truth. Will NATO make good on sending in NATO armies? Their conscription hasn't worked. They're out of money. They're running low on munitions. And so the only thing left is a nuclear false flag or other provocation to somehow try to suck the United States in. I think that's the moment of truth and maximum danger we're now entering. Is that an accurate statement?
Well, it's accurate statement, but let's not underestimate Ukrainian regime. They've got enough reserves of their long-range drones. They've got enough supply on hand. Everything they need on the drone war, when they're still harassing a civilian population in all regions which is close to Ukraine, where problem is also that...
So even though they're strategically defeated, they may continue a terror war just to pretend like they're in the war.
Correct. Correct, because this is what they've been preparing for. And the regime don't care if their own population will face the winter without no heat, no electricity, with a shortage of the fuel supply, with a shortage of the products, you know, even the food will disappear pretty soon.
But that's why I'm saying there's going to be an uprising then.
Well, the apparatus, the police state, which Zelensky creates, suppress all, any revolt or any opposition. So those sporadic, resistance with the citizens trying just to make sure that their relatives have not been snatched from the street are usually, then the punishment team are sent to this region and they beat up those who try to defend their people. To be stolen, and then they have publicly, go on TV and say, "Oh, we are sorry. We support our armed forces. We are loyal to the president." So basically, Ukraine is the biggest, jail or concentration camp in the world. Nobody can leave Ukraine. There is no way to escape. That they will catch you and send you to the front line, where your expectancy to survive is only.
So, looking at all the angles, what comes next?
Well, come next, whether finally somebody going to say, hey, what's about Ukrainians? There's still about 20 million people, or maybe, from 18 to 21, depending on different estimation. But this is a still civilian population. And somebody need to consider how they're going to survive, what's going to happen for the future. Because right now, what Zelensky doing, he destroying every possibility for the future of the Ukraine. I think if it's last more several months, there is would be no more even theoretical chance that Ukraine will exist like independent states. Because finally what will happen, if you have a completely failed state, there is all destroyed infrastructure, and Russia will consider and take whatever territory we need to take to protect ourselves and create a buffer zone with the NATO countries, then accordingly, our President Putin, who hinted to Poland, who hinted to Hungary and to the Romania, look, there is an areas of Ukraine which you are bordering, where you have your ethnical minorities. Basically, if you want to protect your people, move in and defend them. What we did during, the beginning of this conflict in 2022, where we have to protect Russian population inside Ukraine. And it's exactly what's happening with the other, ethnical minorities in Ukraine, like Hungarian and Romanian.
So you're saying look for more Russian incursions to protect those areas, or, as you said 6 months ago, Russia may just go ahead and take the capital. Is that still on the table?
Sure, because look, if we don't look for the results, if we will just froze the conflict where we are, it's still, enough ample space for NATO to regroup, to rearm, and use again this territory to launch attack against Russia. As strategically, we can't allow that to happen. So we definitely need to take all territory up to the Dnieper River, to secure that there is no problem for our national interest and security. Then we will decide. We have four regions, which is already voted and joined Russia. Plus, we have more territory, which is historically was built, created, established by the Russia. So we have all historical claim, way more solid than Israel has for the Samaria, you know, in the neighborhood for this territory. The old cities in Ukraine have been either established by the Russian Tsars during their rule and built up during Soviet Union. So there is no such, you know, any even historical evidence that Ukraine can claim, you know, that this is their territory.
Sure, absolutely. So let me ask you this. Let me ask you this then, because we know there was a tug of war with Russia and NATO with different regimes, different elections. Do we know if Russia has made any overtures to the Ukrainian regime that, look, NATO's going to abandon you, you're going to fail, make a deal with us, remove Zelensky, bring in a provisional government, bring in Russian representatives, not to run Ukraine, but to be their representative, and then have an open election? Wouldn't that be the way to do it? And then this could all be stopped?
Well, this was offered for last, 30 years, but Ukrainian elite deciding, hey, we will play the role. We don't want to be either with the Russians or either with the Western. Let's play the game. Let's ask and, basically manipulate the boss, telling to the Russians, oh, you're giving us too little. We're going to go to the West or to NATO, and then go to the West to NATO to say, hey, you're giving us too little. Russia offering us way more. That's where the problem started. And instead to be the bridge or the territory who can connect the Russia and the Europe into one big, huge, prosperous markets and territory, they decided, no, we play this interest. And when Zelensky came, he, first of all, before he became a president, he hardly speak Ukrainian. And then apparently he decided, well, he would be a most anti-Russian, president or regime, who going to suppress Russian language, who going to forbid, even publicly, if you right now go and speak Russian inside the Kiev restaurant, and by the way, 90% of population of the Kiev speaking at home Russian. Think of this, if somebody going to do this to any American city, what they going to say about this? And then, the economy is destroyed. Ukraine was a prosperous country prior to their, bloody coup. They've been benefiting a lot by having a free trade agreement with Russia. Russia was their main export for their product of agriculture. For we've been, in the very deep cooperation, even on defense industry.
Sure.
Let me tell you that major components of Russian, even ballistic missiles of previous generation, been manufactured in Ukraine.
Sure, for people that don't know, Ukraine was the boom town of Russia. They were the best taken care of, did the best, got all sorts of special things because they were on the border with Europe. Well, wasn't even its own country till Lenin made them that. I want to shift gears now out of Ukraine and the Russia war with NATO and how this all ties together with the big developments, with the closure of the Strait of Hormuz, with Ukraine attacking these Iranian ships, and what's happening with President Trump, him having to evacuate off Air Force One that we reported weeks ago, now confirmed, claiming Iran was trying to kill him. I'm really worried about false flags taking out Trump to be blamed on Iran as Israel tries to make us accelerate into this war, and take phone calls from Tony, Jefferson, Kerry, Sean, Matt, Billy, and others. We're going to come back to your phone calls on the other side with Victor Boot, true Russian insider. Real Victor Boot on X. Be sure and follow him there. He just launched a few months ago. It's already got 60,000+ followers. Real Victor Boot on X. Follow us at Real Alex Jones on X and rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live and our news site, alexjoneslive.com. We'll be right back.
New grape flavor, bovine colostrum gummies. Yeah, baby. Yeah, these are the best. Support your gut with these grape gummies. Get yours now. All new Groovy Grape Bovine Colostrum Gummies have arrived. They're sweet, they're groovy, and they're ready to roll. Don't miss out. Get yours today. Oh yeah, baby. The globalists are poisoning your family. Fight back with superfood gummies, vitamins, powerhouse probiotics, plus an organic fruit and veggie blast. For the resistance, get them now.
Now that's how you stick it to the globalists. Tastes like pure victory, baby. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
We have to fight for our sovereignty. We have to fight to protect, again, what God gave us, which, I mean, our health is one of the biggest things. We're all, at this point, middle-aged. We're trying to have families. And I think with the transhumanist agenda, there's a little bit of a psyop afoot.
Where, oh, I've said that. But the other day when I had you guys coming on, I said, we're doing something about what we can take control of. Mm. And then the last few years, Joe Rogan, one time at dinner, goes, about 3 years ago, you're fat, your own enemy. He does that to guests. He was like, Theo Von, too, get off that Prozac, you idiot. And people were mad at him. That's tough love Joe does. And he's there with Sean Johnson, the Navy SEAL guy that I'd known for years with him, but wasn't really friends. Sean goes, fine, I'll train you. I'll meet you every morning. And I said, all right, let's do it. And then I lost like 70 pounds, and I kind of halfway cut back and gained back 10, but now I'm back to where I was. I'm going to go even lower. But the whole point is that Joe goes, you're your own worst enemy. You think the globalists are going to kill you. You're killing yourself. And so that's where Masterpiece comes in. That's where doing all this comes in. I mean, this is real, folks. Methylene blue works. Bovine colostrum works. This, getmasterpiece.com. The Masterpiece is unbelievable.
We are at a crossroads with the survival of the human species. And the people that have all the resources and all have spelled that out very clearly to us. And the things that they are putting inside of our body to complete that mission. You got to get out. The fact of the matter is, zeolite, which is one of the main ingredients of Masterpiece, has been proven in all ways to remove every toxin that it's looked at grabbing. It performs, that's why it's called the Master Binder.
But yours is different.
Completely different.
Because it doesn't just pull stuff, it brings in the key sea minerals.
Yes, absolutely. So any way that you would actually test Masterpiece out, which would be like its pH, its molecular composition, its molecular ratio, if it's isotonic and whatnot, it is identical to blood plasma. Talking about marine plasma, sea plasma, minerals, it is the same molecular composition of as your blood profile. And so why does that matter? Blood is life. When you are grabbing the problem with our bodies, with the toxins in there, which is disrupting how our bodies perform on every level, it's literally made our bodies mineral deficient. Toxins take the place of minerals. So when the Masterpiece is carrying in minerals, when it takes a toxin, it's giving the perfect minerals right there at that time. That's why everyone that looks at the testing, whether it's our hair tissue mineral analysis practitioners, our blood testers, which we've done three different independent third-party labs doing different blood testing, they've never seen results like
this. Yeah, so regular zeolite just pulls out bad stuff but doesn't replace it. This is zeolite with a good thing, pulls out bad, it goes bloop, good.
Yeah. Our bodies are magical if you get the poisons out.
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
Information war. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I want to go to your phone calls for Victor Boot, and I want to speak some about the Iran situation, the big developments there, because we're just sleepwalking into this disaster, but there are a lot of big developments, more than we've seen in the past. Things are moving quickly, but I think it's fair to say, Victor, you know a lot more about it than I do, and I'm pretty well informed, so I want to just put bookends on this. Ukraine has a major strategic defeat. That's been clear for several years. Now it's intensified. They're out of interceptors. Russia is now just completely destroying their entire military infrastructure, moving on to the trains being destroyed, the energy destroyed. And, of course, Ukraine is intensifying attacks inside of Russia with the smaller, cheaper munitions and drones. But clearly a breaking point is here. The Russians are moving forward as fast as they want. As you predicted, Ukraine's doing some military stunts, attacking Crimea and places to act like they're having victories for PR purposes. But I see the numbers. I see the faces of the people. I see the leaders of Ukraine, the dictators. They look like they are really scared and really upset. The arrogance is drained out of their faces, and that's always the key intel. And then we see the Russian munitions just escalating, and we see your volunteer military expanding clearly in the war of attrition. Russia has won this proxy war started by NATO and the globalists. So the big question is, will there be provocations or will finally Europe be smart and realize that this didn't go the way they thought and back down? And then what would be the exit ramp for that? And then how does that tie into Zelensky trying to link these wars up with the Iran conflict, now with Iran closing the Strait of Hormuz again? Gulf states accept new normal. Strait of Hormuz closed. Iran in control. That's the Wall Street Journal right there. U.S. firing on ships, attempting to break the blockade. Doesn't matter. The end effect is it's still closed. Iran closes it, so the U.S. says they close it just to, so Trump can act like he's in control. It's very sad. Diesel prices surge on tightening global supply. That's out of the New York Times. We already warned you of that. Oil and U.S. strategic petroleum reserves, the lowest it's ever been since 83. It's basically empty. And it just goes on and on. Iran is now put in an even more hardline government. They say preparing for a long war, and that they're hoping for a ground invasion to have a decisive victory against Western forces. It just goes on and on. So I wanted to get your take on that before we go to phone calls. Victor Boot, how this all ties together.
Well, it's very simple. First of all, we know that Zelensky jumped in and tried to attack Iranian ship in Caspian Sea, where Iranians start threatening because they have a long-range missiles and they can basically join the Russia of the attacking Ukraine. Then the finally, when the Zelensky was in a U.S. in the White House, actually somebody from the Mark Rubio staff forced their Minister of Foreign Relations, called Iranian counterpart, and ask them for excuse, telling they're going to compensate, pay them the money for loss and damage and loss of life. But till now, Ukrainians, as usually, they're not really good in keeping their promises. Everybody knows this in the world. They didn't yet, you know, did something for Iranians. And Iranians, you know, just reminding, hey, there is no, you know, any action from Ukraine, that, but this would go unpunished. So pretty soon, Iran can join this, and this completely different game ball. Well, we know that apparently all these factors which you mentioned, fuel crisis, supply chain, you know, collapse in the world, difficulties with the harvest production, all come together. And they are, you know, basically meeting point somewhere in November, which is by strange coincidence coincide with the midterm election in the United States. So either this was a pre-planned, is trying to bring also to American, you know, Trump administration, or this is a pure coincidence. You know, let's watch and see what's going to happen. The most important now, at least to prevent, to escalate this world war into the hot stage of the nuclear war. And we need to give also credit to the Russian, you know, leadership, because they've been very, very restrained. Believe me, what's happening with the just last month, we could do it even 4 years ago. But by some reason, they decided now that would be, you know, too harsh, too unnecessary, too many casualties, civilian ones, because we have to force for those terrorists that can still try to sneak on it. Look, they're using American-made Hornet drones with the artificial intelligence vision, who themselves choosing the targets. And they patrolling the areas near the border with Ukraine, you know, sneaking into Russian territory where the peaceful people, you know, living, not only in the Donbass region.
Now attacking beaches. Let me just interrupt you to back you up here, because for 4 years I've said it's a good thing that the Russians have been restrained. With NATO coming up to their border, putting nuclear, potentially tipped missiles on your border, the United States would never put up with that, much less thousands and thousands of sorties of all sorts of missiles and drones and weapons attacking your capital, attacking your equivalent of Amazon, attacking your beachgoers, attacking girls' schools by design with AI, autonomous hunter-killer robots, flying robots. We would have never, ever, ever put up with you blowing up our pipeline, you know, one of our pipelines, you know, say in the Gulf of Mexico. And so the national media is like, Jones is groveling to the Russians. Jones is saying, thank you for being so restrained. I've seen the headlines. And I'm doing that for my own life and my own children. Under Biden, 4 years, never used the hotline to talk to Putin. Totally no communication between our State Department and the White House and the Russians while this whole thing started up. And we need to get back to talking to the Russians. They need to get back to talking to us because they're just like us. We're leave I'm against going and starting a fight with the biggest nuclear power for no reason that already wants to do business with us and has incredible resources. We're all going to get killed with this imperial mindset. Yeah, Napoleon could go attack the Russians and get defeated. It didn't nuke us. Hitler could go do it. It just got 24 million Germans killed. This is a totally different, insane ballgame. I want to go to calls, but I just want to be clear. To all the neocons threatening me, people saying, I'm going to go to prison for this, and you're going to get me, and you're going to kill me. You people are scum of the earth going along with this megalomania. This is war crime. This is insane. I talk to generals. I talk to former and current. I talk to the former head of the counterterrorism system. He said all of them agree with me. All of them think we have megalomaniacs running things. All of them have been trying to dial this back. These are actual fighters. These are people that do this for a living, and they think our leadership is insane. They don't go out and say it everywhere because they get arrested. But the point is that what I'm saying is the majority view and is sane, and everybody pissed off at me.
Well, look, there is very little I can add to this. That's absolutely logical, and I guess this logic has a common sense to be applied to day-to-day life. That's it. Basically, it's one small golden rule. Apply the common sense. And then when you apply the common sense and you see this megalomaniacs trying to kill us all, of course everybody got to feel, you know, this desperate frustration. Damn, we deserve better as a planet. We deserve better as a humanity. Why we have to tolerate such a leadership who want to kill us all? That's a problem.
They're just betting that Russia won't escalate to their level. NATO says it. The EU says, we're just betting they don't escalate to our level. They're just betting they can continue to kick you in the guts.
Well, if you poke the bear for too far, you have to taste how strong his claws are. That's it, basically, you know. They just betting. I think let's go and answer the calls of your listeners.
Absolutely.
It's
thanks.
Important to know what they are.
Yes, sir. Let's go ahead. Thank you, Tony in New Jersey, for holding. You want to talk to Victor Boot? Go ahead.
Alex, my goodness. I feel like I was just listening to a Trump press conference about Iran. We could do this. We could do that. You're not doing anything because you can't. You said that the Russians deserve to be honored for being restrained. They haven't been restrained. They've been humiliated, just like the United States has been humiliated by Iran. You say you can.
What planet?
What planet are you living on?
This is the biggest bunch of gaslighting I ever heard. How has Russia been humiliated?
Why did they take the capital? Hold on. Put him on hold.
Victor, you want to respond?
Wait. Look, first of all, we've been close to capital. Then on the demand of President Macron, who said, look, Ukrainians agreed, but they can't sign the deal with a gun at their head. Please remove your troops from the capital, Kiev. So our president says, well, why not? If they really agreed and they're ready to sign, well, and it's all happened on the, you know, the mid of the 2022, I think it was April, when they were ready to go. And then Boris Johnson went to Kiev to say, heck no, since they removed their troops from the Kiev, keep fighting on, we will support you. That's the problem with this. We really try to have a dialogue with the Europeans, with Americans. But every time we had an agreement, they jumped that agreement.
Let's go back and let Tony give us his bull. I mean, I guess Tony says NATO didn't start this, and the Russians being restrained, they've been defeated. I mean, what planet are you on right now? I mean, the Russians want to destroy all of Ukraine. They can do it in 2 minutes. Go ahead and make your point, Tony. I'm going to move on.
No, I agree with you that NATO definitely started it. I'm not arguing that point. What I'm saying is that you're telling me that they didn't take the capital because Emmanuel Macron said, please don't. I mean, come on. We're learning the same
lesson. That's enough of that caller. Go ahead, Victor. I'm done with him. Because he admits the West started a fight with Russia, and now he's pretending, oh, Russia, you're pussies. Look, you lost the football game. What the hell is that?
Russian troops been occupying the airfield inside the Kyiv capital, and they've been, you know, approaching the suburbia. It was no any more orders to storm the center just to prevent the, you know, the civilian casualties. There was negotiations with the army, with the Ukrainian police, to stop fighting, basically to surrender, and they renegotiate a new settlement. And this all was destroyed by the Westerners who wanted this war to last and going long term. And for the 4 years in a row, Russia was never attacking any infrastructure, no electricity, not even when all these, you know, stooges of the globalists coming to the Kyiv to receive their cash in their suitcases and get their free drugs.
Yeah, the caller was not living in reality. I mean, if Russia wanted to crush Ukraine, they would, but they know NATO wants to go to full war, so wisely didn't. And then this guy takes restraint and acts like you guys lost when you clearly have won the strategic victory already. Thanks for the call, buddy. What a bizarre statement. Jefferson in Virginia, you're on the air with Victor Boot. Go ahead.
Hey, Victor. Thanks, Alex.
Welcome.
Are we all living in an imitation game, Truman Show limited hangout, where all our best weapons are being hidden away? We're not using them in these conflicts because it would reveal an energy source that we don't want to admit that we have. Fusion.
Yes.
Well, first of all, you're absolutely right. There is eventually globalists trying to suppress some, you know, high-tech technologies where would give us a free energy sources or free gravitational, devices which enable us to travel. But the problem is, I'm not sure that any government has really mastered one of these technologies. Believe me, if they have, they would definitely use them in a war, because the megalomaniacs who is now ruling the world would not stop to use anything they have under the control, of course, with the one regard. So if this would not kill themselves. But they're using nuclear against Russia. It's definitely death to themselves. So that's why the nuclear weapons only one last barrier, which is a steel. Can bring them to the common sense and to say, hey, we will not go for this.
And I think the caller is getting at the fact that Russia's also developed some of these similar technologies from my sources. What about that wild card, Victor?
Well, look, I'm not aware how far this developed. I know there was a research, but whether we have any of the, something working, I doubt this, because, look, Russia was one maybe in the history who came out and declared that we develop hypersonic, missiles, and they've been now basically, used by our army in their duty. We have developed underwater, special weapons, like this Poseidon torpedo, nuclear torpedo, capable to cause a huge tsunami, which can wash out islands like entire Britain.
Sure, and it's safe to say, though, if you got about 10 years behind because of the fall and got behind, you guys are obviously as smart as we are, that you're probably a few years behind us, but undoubtedly the United States has got some really, really fancy stuff. The question is it deployable?
Sure.
Caller, Jefferson, anything else?
Correct.
Well, what did the Russians think when we destroyed our own towers there on 9/11? Did they think we used directed energy weapons in that situation?
Victor, you had another point you want to make before you answer that. Go ahead.
Yeah, look, there is a very proper question because, look, I heard I listened to this report of your architect union, whoever says, look, the debris left from the collapse of these two buildings is just a small fraction of what has to be as a debris, where the 90% of the matter disappears. Eventually, that's a big question mark. I personally do not know answer for that. I would like to see the specialist scientists do the research and come up with the reports where they can either prove this theory or disprove it. So far, for me, this is a very, very interesting subject. And definitely, as you said, if there is a technology which can be a game changer, that's really either can be used to bring us to peace, or that's then signified if it's on the wrong hands and under wrong all control right. of this satanic globalist, will kill all human on this planet.
Jefferson, great questions. James in Texas, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Hey, man. I was just going to ask you guys if either one of you had ever heard of Dimitri Dudeman or Henry Groover. They were what I have no doubt were modern-day prophets who in the 1980s and early 1990s predicted that Russia would nuke the United States basically back to the Stone Age.
I mean, I was familiar with those guys' prophecies. I certainly hope that's not the case.
Yeah, me either. There is a bunch of the prophecies left from different kind of ages and from different people, but I never came across what you mentioned. But thank you for the question.
Yes, thank you, James. But let's go to Sean in California. Sean, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Hey, Victor. This is a kind of a speculative question, and it's going to be a two-parter. So if I use the Battle of Athens, Tennessee in 1946 as an example, where a sheriff was seizing ballots, similar to how Riverside County Sheriff Bronco out here is seizing election materials to show the election fraud we have out here, Riverside County. My question for you guys is, would it be a lawful local action maybe for some constitutionally minded sheriffs to seize materials that are being used in these unjustified wars in Iran and Ukraine, in Gaza? What local actions can we, the people, actually take? Because we know the federal government is all in on these wars. What can we do locally, peacefully and lawfully? Alex, Victor, I'll yield to you, gentlemen.
Sure. I mean, I guess I'm sure you heard his question, but he's getting at civil disobedience. I really think in the case of Tennessee, it was a corrupt boss hog. They overthrew him. It was proven right by the state legislature and the courts. But particularly trying to have armed uprisings to overthrow corrupt government is what they love. They would love to get a civil war going. I think we should keep this to policy and an information war as much as possible. And that, you know, trying to coordinate anything like that, even if you thought that was the right thing, is going to be infiltrated by bad guys that are going to steer it wrong. So you think you're planning one thing and then a bomb goes off, you know, at a government daycare and you get blamed for it. I think any type of offensive violence is absolutely too dangerous because of the intelligence agencies and the think tanks and the NGOs that would piggyback on what you were going to try to do and set you up. Victor Boot.
Correct, and more probably, this is basically domestic affairs of United States and the people. It's up to you, to people, to sort it out by through your legislatures, through your representative, and most probably by voting, by putting the government you deserve, who gonna take care about America first, about the development of your infrastructure, order, and the prosperity, then to be involved in all and every conflict in the world.
But I think I got to this earlier. I think he's saying the Ukrainians need to uprise. I'm not telling them to. I just know if I lived under that, I would think about it. But as you said, they have a very effective police state there.
Correct. That's how the globalists basically, you know, succeeded in their best project forever, which is turned to be out of Ukraine.
Thank you, Sean. Matt in New York, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
My Bolshevik brothers, why can't we say Zionist instead of globalist? But it seems like...
Okay, well, I'm not a Bolshevik, and I don't think... Victor Boot, how would you... I'm not going to be... Hold on, put him on hold. I'm not going to be defined by somebody. I'm an American believer in the Thomas Jeffersonian system, and I believe in humanity, and I believe in God, and I believe in peaceful coexistence and expansion through your technological and cultural development. Victor Boot, how would you describe your political views?
Well, I'm definitely not a communist. Look, we've been under communist rule for a long time. It has a positive results where we got a nuclear bomb and nuclear armament, and we've been first to go to the space. but we also realize that we exhausted and be under communist rule, really limiting people creation powers, limiting their freedom and economical life. And look what we achieved. Well, since we don't have a communist, we become a free country. We quickly develop and build second to the known infrastructure. So I describe myself, first of all, as a, you know, really a believer into the free markets, on the one hand, you know, strong government with a strong protection, and the peace and order where everybody can live their life and not to be disturbed, not by the criminals, not by the extortionists of the financial sector. That's basically my belief.
That's right, protected by the grassroots, protected from the grassroots criminals and the oligarchs that are everywhere. And the West is run by oligarchs far worse than what Russia ever had. No one can deny it. And the guy hung up, or was that the same caller, Matt in New York? Who are we just talking to? Matt, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Just you said we're Bolsheviks, and I'm not a Bolshevik, and neither is Victor.
I'm just busting you guys' chops. Don't be so tight.
I love the joke that Russians are all communists. The real communism is going on here in America.
This is what I was going to say. From World War One to present day, it seems like the Zionist Bolsheviks have got their hooks into every country and are on the verge of achieving world domination. What it looks like to me. It's the synagogue of Satan is calibrating the AI autonomous drone system using the Russian and the Ukrainian people. I believe Putin and Zelensky are working together. They're both Bolshevik Zionists. And I don't know what the Zionists are the ones that are clearly trying to conquer the world. This is their religious prophecy that they are fulfilling right before.
Nobody's saying Israel isn't going for global domination. Victor said that last week, and he's not anti-Israel. It's just a fact. But the idea that this Russia-Ukraine war is fake. Victor, you want to respond to this guy? Thanks for the call.
Well, look, it's a completely crazy idea that this is a fake war. Believe me, why do we need to start this fake war where, you know, we lost our, you know, boys in this war, where we're destroying infrastructure in Ukraine and we have damage in our territory. For what reason? Just to make a fake? And now you blaming that the Putin is a part of Zionist cabal? Come on, man. He is Orthodox true believer. And, you know, nobody even doubt that he is a true, you know, Christian. And now telling that he is a part of this, you know, global Zionist, cabal. I don't believe that. So, and there is no evidence to support your claims.
Well, Israel's backing Ukraine right now, and Russia is in full war with Russia, with the anti-Russia forces of NATO. And this is what some of the anti-Jew people do. I'll criticize Israel all day when they deserve it, which they do in many cases. But they give magical powers to it and claim I work for Israel. It's preposterous, and it's wrong. Victor, do 5 more minutes to take 2 more calls and put some bookends on this. We'll take a 2-minute break.
Correct.
Come right back to you. People should follow you on X, hear what you actually say at Real Victor Boot. We'll be right back. Folks. We have a new concealed carry, highest quality bag that sells for $80 all day in stores for $39. And it's got 6 free awesome Patriot patches in it that can go right there on the front with the Velcro. It's amazing. It's limited edition. It's going to sell out quick. Get yours now. Protect in style with the new carry pack at thealexjonesstore.com. Get the Ultra Methylene Blue, the other incredible supplements now. All orders above $100 get a free murdered out ice chest that's got some really cool stuff. Check it all out now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's about to sell out. We'll be right back in 2 minutes.
Planet Earth, filter your water. Stop turning my frog friends gay. This I command.
TheAlexJonesStore.com. Fight the globalist takeover now.
A scarlet martini before breakfast? You minx. Are you trying to outdo me in corruption? Or shall we make it a team effort?
Of course not, darling. This is Methylene Red from TheAlexJonesStore.com.
The Ultra Methylene Red, madame. Bold, refined, and unapologetically potent. It optimizes cellular energy at the deepest level, delivers razor-sharp cognition, and ignites a warm, invigorating rush that spread through every vein.
hell is that? I just got a call from Rob. He said he saw some goblin riding a crocodile lurking around our studio.
I found you, Alex. My crocodile monsters and I are onto you now. There is nowhere left to run. Best damn day of my life!
Yeah, ain't it?
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.